At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The challenges and difficulties of Nomad Nest, an idea to create, let's see what we've got here, flexible work-friendly accommodations, a service aimed at connecting freelancers with short-term housing options. This was an idea from a guy out there who wanted to build this business in Bali, I believe. We're going to hear from him. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau. Today's segment falls into the lens of Failure Friday. Failure Friday is a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. So basically, we're looking at ideas that don't work out, or maybe they work out for a time and then they suddenly come to an end, or maybe they peter out over time. That's a funny expression, right? But you know what I mean? They kind of just stagnate. So there's all kinds of variations within these stories. The whole reason why I bring them to you, why I present them for your attention in a quick action-packed episode, of course, is because I want you to understand that not every idea works, first of all. And then second, that's okay. Third, what do you do when the idea doesn't work out? Well, you have to regroup and try something new. So I want to encourage you that redirection is a normal part of the entrepreneurial journey. Even if you don't see yourself as a capital E entrepreneur, there are projects you can start, there are ideas you can follow, you can turn these ideas into income, but not every single one of them. And so part of the whole process is filtering and adjusting and as I said, just kind of regrouping and such. So let's look today, or let's listen, at how Leo has done this. Leo is the guy who had the idea for this project. He's going to talk about that inspiration, what happened along the way. I'll be back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
In the life of a digital nomad, finding short-term housing that's conducive to both living and working has always been a puzzle I've been keen to solve. That's why I embarked on a journey to bridge this gap for freelancers like myself, who thrive on the mobility that our work affords us. I envisioned a platform that would serve as the perfect alternative to Airbnb, specifically tailored for digital nomads seeking short-term housing in popular remote work destinations like Bali and Thailand. However, this vision encountered more roadblocks than I anticipated, ultimately leading to the project's downfall. Motivated by my own challenges in finding flexible, work-friendly accommodations, I developed Nomad Nest, a service aimed at connecting freelancers with short-term housing options that were not just places to stay, but also ideal for productivity. I believe that by focusing on the specific needs of digital nomads, from reliable internet connections to quiet workspaces, Nomad Nest could offer something Airbnb couldn't. The platform was designed to be user-friendly, allowing property owners to list their spaces with detailed descriptions of work amenities, while freelancers could search listings based on their work needs and locations of interest. I invested in the website's development and in marketing to both property owners in Bali and Thailand and to the digital nomad community worldwide. However, several issues soon became apparent. Firstly, despite my efforts, the response from property owners was lukewarm. Many preferred the security of long-term rentals, which offered steady income without the constant turnover of short-term stays. The few who were interested in listing their properties on Nomad Nest were also listing on Airbnb, which, despite not being tailored specifically to digital nomads, I had a far more significant reach and brand recognition. For freelancers, the appeal of Nomad Nest was clear, but the platform's fees necessary to sustain the business were a stumbling block. Many freelancers, especially those just starting or those from other countries with weaker currencies, found the fees too high for their budget. The allure of Airbnb, with its vast array of options and often more competitive pricing, was hard to compete against. The final realization that Nomad Nest might not achieve the success I had envisioned came after a few months of operation. The platform struggled to gain traction, with listings far outnumbered by those on established platforms, and user feedback highlighted the pricing and brand recognition barriers we were up against. This venture into solving a genuine problem faced by digital nomads taught me several valuable lessons. The most crucial was understanding the market's existing solutions and truly gauging whether a new offering has enough differentiation to sway users from what they already know and trust. Additionally, it reinforced the importance of flexible pricing models that cater to the diverse financial situations of freelancers. In the end, I decided to sunset the project. The experience, while not what I had hoped, was far from a failure in learning. It sharpened my skills, deepened my understanding of the digital nomad lifestyle, and prepared me for future ventures. Now, as I continue my nomadic journey, I'm exploring new ways to support the community that Nomad Nest aimed to serve. I'll let you know what I come up with next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Big thanks to Leo for sharing the story. And Leo and everyone, remember, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. As I mentioned in the beginning, this is part of the entrepreneurial journey. Starting things, sunsetting them, ending them, maybe, you know, thinking about something and getting all the way to the launch process and then thinking, actually, there's something else might be better. And I've done that many times. So I encourage you to be flexible, adaptive, willing to change. I think that is a core competency of successful side hustling, entrepreneurship of all kinds, in fact. So listeners, I'm encouraging you and cheering you on. I do want you to succeed, not fail, just to be very clear. But I also want you to understand that it's okay to adapt. If you have a question, an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. This has been episode 2673. We've got a new episode coming out every day. I hope you'll subscribe, follow, tune in. It's always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.